Checking in on the Beef Checkoff with us today is cattle producer Clay Bertram. And Clay's a member of the Beef Promotion Operating Committee. And Clay, it just seems that these days that we're not seeing as much bad news or negative news in the consumer media about beef safety. Has the Beef Checkoff had a role in that, you think?
Well, beef safety research producers have funded through their checkoff has played a role, of course. But it goes beyond that. Through the checkoff, we've also helped to assure that important knowledge about how to keep beef safe is shared across the industry. The annual Beef Safety Summit is attended by the industry's leaders in both beef safety from the public and private sectors. They come together to talk openly and honestly about the ways the industry can reinforce beef safety protections for our consumers.
Do you feel that the beef industry's got a good handle on what it takes to keep beef safe today?
Thanks partly to the Beef Checkoff, I feel that we do. Improvements with E. coli, Salmonella, and other pathogens prove it. However, we still have emerging pathogens that we need our attention. It's important that our Beef Checkoff program continues to invest and reinvest in the research that can identify and control them. We can also further educate consumers about the proper ways to purchase and prepare the beef for maximum safety. That's one of the missions of the checkoff both nationally and here at the Oklahoma Beef Council.
Thanks, Clay. Clay Bertram, who's a member of the operating committee from the Federation side of the Dollarhead Beef Checkoff, helping direct the monies that are spent and invested on behalf of cattle producers. For more information on how the Dollarhead Beef Checkoff is invested for Oklahoma producers, go to oklabeef.org. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.